That's me trying out my Beyonce voice for The Lion King. Okay, so it is hump day. It's Wednesday. It is Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And we are in this place. And let's talk face to face because it is Wednesday, Monday through Thursday. We talk health because it truly is your wealth. Because if you had all the money in the world and you had access to incredibly smart people and or famous people who have access to oftentimes things that normal people don't have access to, you would still not have your wealth. So this morning I wanted to talk about EWG, which stands for Environmental Working Group. I wanted to talk about their list of Dirty Dozen. That is the Dirty 12, or Clean 15. That is the Clean 15. And their list of fruits and vegetables that you should buy organic and the list that you shouldn't. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into it. Now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this conversation. So I recently had a chat with one of my new clients, Tabitha Brown, who, if you don't know who she is the vegan lady, aka vegan lady. She is the TTLA lady. That is a sandwich that she made famous at the Whole Foods store. And I think she needs another AKA. I think she should be called the vegan pastor or the pastor of veganism, because she is such a inspirational, like, moving person. But we were having a chat about watermelon. And in that conversation, we talked about seeds, and then I talked to her about EWG's list of Dirty Dozen and Clean 15. So I was recently sharing with her, because we had another session recently, and I was sharing with her, I went to Trader Joe's to buy some avocados, and I was trying to distinguish between the organic avocados and then the actual regular avocados. And I'm so happy that places like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and Sprouts, that people are knowledgeable about their produce and they're just knowledgeable about their products in general. And sometimes it's not a all-inclusive, you know, thing like, yes, you should buy these clean, you should buy these are the Dirty Dozen. So basically the Dirty Dozen means that there's a list of 12 fruits and vegetables that you should buy organic, and then the Clean 15 are fruits and vegetables that tend to have either the outside of them, the hull or the rind, they are so thick that if they were produced with pesticides, the pesticides would not get into the meat of the actual fruit and or vegetables. So anyway, this guy working at Trader Joe's reminded me, he was like, you don't really need to buy an avocado because it's not on the list of Dirty Dozen. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I know about the list, but I didn't know specifically what fruits and vegetables are on there. So this podcast is kind of like a reminder of what is actually on there. But I think the best way for you to get the cleanest possible fruits and vegetables is to grow it yourself. that's probably the best way, because on another note, I was at another grocery store. I'm not going to say what grocery store it is because I don't want to. I'm on a positive thoughts cleanse, so I want to be positive, you know, concerning all my conversations with, you know, pretty much everything. And I bought an orange because I was making my raw apple pie, and the orange had no seeds. And I was like, wait a minute, why? And it didn't say, I didn't buy it organically. So let me stop rambling and let's go to this list of the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So even if you are someone who, especially if you are a vegetarian, it is really important, vegetarian and or vegan, it's really important for you to eat with this Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 in mind. So Dirty Dozen, like when you hear the names, then you'll understand, okay, yes, that makes sense. It's not like it has a hole or some kind of rind. Okay, so number one, strawberries. That's on the first list because, you know, again, you're eating the actual fruit and it is exposed. And the best place that I've gotten strawberries is actually at Underwood Family Farms in California. It, like, literally you could eat the strawberries off of the vine and it just smelled so amazing. And it was like the best aromatherapy ever. Like, I just felt really good just inhaling and eating the strawberries off the vine. Okay, number two, spinach, of course, kale. Number four, nectarines, apples, grapes. And then again, this just gives you a list, but you also want to make sure that they have seeds. And a lot of grapes don't have seeds. So be careful about fruits and vegetables that don't have seeds. Like, everything literally should have seeds, especially if it's organic. Peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, potatoes, and they give you an extra one, which is hot peppers. Okay, so that's the Dirty Dozen. Let's go to the Clean 15. Number one on the list, avocados. Sweet corn, which I don't really eat because I feel like it doesn't really digest well in your body because, just speaking very candidly, when you eat it, it comes in one way and it goes out the same way. So essentially, like, does your body really process it? I say no. Pineapples, sweet peas, says frozen. I'm not sure what that means. Onions, papayas, eggplants, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, cauliflower, cantaloupe, broccoli, mushrooms, and then honeydew melons is the last of the Clean 15. And this is per the EWC, a small amount of sweet corn, papaya, and summer squash sold in the U.S. is produced from genetically engineered seed stock. Buy organic variations of these crops if you want to avoid genetically engineered produce. Personally, buy these organic. So, and you can read and download the full EWC report and list. So I will have that link also on this podcast so you can check that out. Okay, so that's my story. And also, this will have a link so you could click on both and see both of the lists. But I think the most important thing is to also looking at, does it have seeds? Because sometimes, even though it is organic, sometimes they don't have seeds, which means it is genetically modified, which means, you know, if you are mainly plant-based, you either want to grow your own, go to a farmer's market and shop farmer's market because you're shopping locally. So that's always a great thing to do as well. So thank you guys for listening. And I definitely want to say thank you to a lot of Tabitha Brown's family, because I feel like you ladies and gentlemen are really encouraging and positive and what social media family should be. And I don't say fans because I feel like Tabitha Brown, her spirit is so beautiful and she really encompasses just, she brings people who are similar to her. So Thank you guys. I appreciate you for listening. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star rating. And let me know what you would like to hear next. I will be launching a couple of things. The first thing is a program, and I'll be giving a giveaway, and the giveaway is called Know Your Numbers, Know Your Numbers, the seven keys to master and unlock a healthier life. I think that's what it is. But anyway, stay tuned, and we'll chat tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.